Yes, indeed. Indeed, not only that, but the weather was just absolutely track and field, and it was one of those days that you just long for all when you're training in the winter months. So a really, really enjoyable day. Now, what has it been for Donegal Athletics? Well, it's the biggest test of the young Donegal athletes each year. The schools takes in absolutely everybody. You know exactly where you stand coming out of Tullamore on a day like this. And the overall picture for Donegal Athletics would be on a couple of parallels, it would be very encouraging. First of all, there was about 16, 17 young Donegal athletes placed in the top three. That was positive. There was a big array of schools represented from Inishowen right down to the south of the county in Ballyshannon. So, I mean, all of that is very, very positive. The results then, getting to the results, you know, there was the two Gallon sisters, there was Kiva and Adrian. As you would expect from St. Columbus to Norder, they were big time into the medals and doing very well. Kiva, the younger of the two, the shot on the hammer, winning both. Adrian winning the hammer in her age group. Then there was Fintan Dewhurst, 400 metre out of Glenties, winning the 400 metre hurdles. Very early, 9 o'clock this morning, Joseph Gillespie, 13:53, St. Columbus College, Stranraer. He took the gold and took the Irish title in the triple jump. Sean McGinley from St. Eunan's in Letterkenny, as you would expect, he was going to be competitive. He won the steeplechase. He still has the 1,500 metres to come himself, and Oisin Toy from Deal College. So that's a result that will come back tomorrow to us. Carol Lafferty, who runs out of Finn Valley, Thornhill College, she was second in the 800 metres. And Finn O'Neill, who competes at a Lifford and Strabane, but is from Limavady Grammar School, he broke the Irish under 18 decathlon record last weekend, winning the English title. So his standard is very, very strong. Today he won the hurdles, he was second in the pole vault, and he's an all-rounder, so you would expect him to get in a number of events. Ashley McCardle, well, she's from Holy Cross, the Strabane, she was third in the shot. Oisin Kelly from Milford, a big result for him, the Irish school senior champion over 800 metres, so that's a lovely result for him in his final year at secondary school, no doubt, so well done him. And then there was a double for Lucy McGlynn. You'll remember last weekend in Belfast, she got a PB, just 60 plus something, but today it was 62 plus, but it was good enough to win the 400 hurdles, and then later in the day, she came back out and won the 100 metre hurdles, and actually won that 100 metre hurdles quite convincingly. Emma Bonner, she's from Loretto and Letterkenny, she won the 800 metres in the junior under 15s, and Ronan McMenamin, also out of St. Eunan's, 800 metres, he finished second, so well done to him. Sophia Parler from Thornhill College, who competes out of the Olympian Club, who's second in the senior girls 100 metres. That's encouraging. And Sheila Gallagher for Pubble School Gador, third in the shot. And just three more results, really, as we stand. There's been another hour of competition still to go. Emma Costello from the Prana College in Bugprana, she got a third in the 80 metres hurdles. And Ellie McCurdy, who has been the best javelin thrower in the Northwest as she came through the age groups. And now she's building. She's thrown 36 plus from Holy Cross College, but competes out of Lifford Strabane. She was third in the javelin. And from Loretto Letterkenny and the hammer, and the junior hammer, Murrin McBride from Loretto Letterkenny in second place. And as I say, a number of events still to come. Sean McGinley and Oisin to go in that 1,500 metres, and there'll be a bit of tidying up on other results. But it's a good day. 17, 18, as I say, Donegal athletes getting on the score sheet, getting into the medals. Now what happens? Well, the top two intermediate athletes from each province are chosen for what we call the Talbot Games. And out of that competition, the Talbot Games in a few weeks' time, we will have many, many Donegal athletes on that Ulster Schools team. And then the Irish Schools team will be picked out of that. So we look forward to the selection of the Ulster Schools team, but that's the next stage in the Schools Athletics calendar.